Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is September 7, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1945, Japanese forces on Wake Island, which they had held since December of 1941, surrendered to U.S. Marines. In 1949, the Federal Republic of Germany is officially founded. Konrad Adenauer is the first federal chancellor. On this day in 1953, Nikita Khrushchev is elected first secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. In 1965, China announces that it will reinforce its troops on the Indian border. In 1965, in a follow-up to August's Operation Starlight, United States Marines and South Vietnamese forces initiate Operation Piranha on the Batangan Peninsula in Vietnam. In 1977, the Torrijos and Carter treaties between Panama and the United States on the status of the Panama Canal are signed. The United States agrees to transfer control of the canal to Panama at the end of the 20th century. In 1978, while walking across the Waterloo Bridge in London, Bulgarian dissident Georgi Markov is assassinated by Bulgarian secret police agent Francesco Giulino by means of a ricin pellet fired from in a specially designed umbrella. Also in 1978, British Prime Minister James Callaghan announces that he will not call a general election for October and is later considered to become a major political blunder for the government of the United Kingdom. In 1986, Desmond Tutu becomes the first black man to lead the Anglican Church in South Africa. Also in 1986, General Augusto Pinochet, President of Chile, escapes an assassination attempt. And in 1988, Abdul Abhad Mohammed Momand is the first Afghan in space, and he returns aboard the Soviet spacecraft Soyuz TM-5 after 9 days on the Mir space station. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, September 7th. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.